Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, February 17th. Columnist Doyle McManus of the Los Angeles Times begins our program today with analysis of politics and other news. Then I'll talk with film director Agnieszka Holland, whose 1991 film Europa, Europa was nominated for an Oscar. Holland's newest film is titled In Darkness and is based on a true story from the Holocaust. The protagonist is a public employee who hides Jews in the sewers of a city in Nazi-occupied Poland. In Darkness has been nominated for an Oscar in the category of Best Foreign Language Film. And still later in the hour, another essay from our series, This I Believe, this one by Long Island librarian Emily Walsh on the joys of winter hibernation. Doyle McManus, this week Vice President Joseph Biden hosted his counterpart from China, and this was an important trip because he's expected to be the next president of China. Was the trip viewed to be a success?
Well, it's hard to know right off the bat, because the important thing about a trip like this, Xi Jinping, the Chinese vice president, is really the president in waiting. He's supposed to become president next year, and the important thing is simply not to mess it up, not to make the trip a debacle that will make his colleagues in China say, why were we thinking of him in the first place? So by that measure, the trip seems to have gone fine. The White House rolled out the red carpet, but delivered some tough messages at the same time. And both sides managed to disagree occasionally, but very, very agreeably.
Will Xi Jinping be friendlier to the West than previous Chinese leaders?
Well, the publicity would have you believe that, because he's a fan of American culture. He's a fan of NBA basketball. The most famous episode, of course, is from the years in the 80s, when he was a provincial leader and actually toured the United States and ended up spending 3 days in Muscatine, Iowa, a town he returned to for a sentimental visit this week. There's been the usual buildup of his profile as something of a reformer, but it's very tough to find real concrete examples of reforms there. And the fact that his father was actually purged in 1962 and sent to a prison camp for a while, so he went through the worst of the Cultural Revolution in that sense. But she appears to be more of a pragmatist, a technocrat. He's part of the new modern generation of Chinese leaders, so that's all the...